My name is Michael Vaughn, and I'm the Policy Director of the BC Civil Liberties Association. We would like to congratulate the Privacy Commissioner on his very careful and thorough assessment. This report affirms the reality of the risk to privacy and the magnitude of the problem. In our cursory overview, we expect that the recommendations of the Privacy Commissioner, that is the package of recommendations, are effective privacy protection. We would like to stress, however, that the government, in passing Bill 73, and therefore putting its amendments to the privacy legislation ahead of the Privacy Commissioner releasing his report, has already amended the privacy laws. And as we understand the recommendations that the Privacy Commissioner is making, we don't believe that those recommendations accord with the privacy laws as have been amended. The amendments create essentially two classes of organization, government bodies: those who are contracting from here on in, to which the enhanced privacy protections will apply, and those who have contracts that already exist. For that latter category, the notion is you use your best efforts to come into compliance with the privacy legislation until your contract expires. We don't believe that this is sufficient privacy protection. As Joyce Murray has said, those exceptions, as it were, comprise hundreds of government contracts. The Privacy Commissioner acknowledges that a emphasis on contractors to self-report their own breaches of privacy legislation is insufficient. We agree, and we endorse his recommendation that compliance audits be undertaken, as well as more comprehensive audits of what information sharing exists between Canada and the U.S., provincially and federally, as well as audits of data mining initiatives in this country that we are undertaking. So we again laud the scope of the recommendations. Sorry, I keep popping. We laud the scope and the comprehensiveness of them, and we do indeed endorse them and believe that they should be implemented. Thank you.